Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my little fake real ass dude? Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Well, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday morning, it's the Real Ass Podcast, and Louis J. Gomez is out on assignment. That means it's your boy, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico, here holding down the fort with one of my BFFs, Chris from Brooklyn. How you doing this morning, my friend?
What up, Zach?
How you doing, man?
Good, good.
It's going to be a great day. We are joined by two illustrious gentlemen who I'm very happy to have here on the show. Two of my favorites. We got Mr. Graham K. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Good to see you, pal. How you living?
Pretty clean, pretty good. Not drinking too much. Got a lot of good sleeps in lately. Feel all right?
Good. You look good, and I'm happy for you.
Thank you. I'm wearing a nipple shirt.
Oh, very yes. Yeah. We also have a new father and a great man.
Hey, thanks.
Mike Racine. How you doing, my friend?
I'm all right.
You look good.
What?
You look good.
Thanks.
You living all right? You sleeping at all?
Yeah, I'm sleeping a lot. I'm sleeping like 10 hours a night.
Oh, you're just on his schedule?
Yeah, but I mean, like, he wakes up a little bit, but my wife feeds him, and I don't know, it's not, being the father to a baby is not that hard.
That's actually when I wake up in the middle of the night and my wife feeds me, and I go right back to
sleep. Yeah. We should switch for a little bit.
I should be your baby?
You should be my baby, yeah.
You just shit your pants going back to sleep?
He's doing that anyway.
Yeah.
Listen, this is all on schedule for me.
Do you think you could, change, because you're going to have to probably change a man's diaper at some point in your life, when your parents get old or whatever.
I've done it.
Yeah?
Yeah, my dad was old.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I did that for a while. It sucks. I'll tell you this.
It sucks.
It's not good?
He shit on the floor once, mm-hmm. and then as I was cleaning him up, mm-hmm. and I kind of gagged a little, because mm-hmm. I was 22, mm-hmm. and as I gagged a little, he goes, stop being a fucking faggot. I'm cleaning your shit, old man. You never did this for me. Yeah. Not once.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's not even like you owed him one.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like he was a good dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad wouldn't change my sister's diapers. He didn't want to put a little wipe in her vagina.
Oh, he was afraid of touching it.
Yeah.
So he didn't have to.
Now I have to assume when you change your dad's diaper, does he just shit right up his balls?
Oh yeah, it was long old. Jesus.
Old balls, yeah, right?
How old was he?
Thank God he's dead now.
Late 70s? Yeah, thank God. If I had been doing that for the last 15 years, it would really suck.
Yeah. With my brother, sometimes I would have to, my parents would go, because my brother is autistic, and they would go out sometimes, and they would leave me home with him, and then sometimes he wouldn't take a shit, but sometimes he would take a shit, and I had to get down there and, yeah.
Right up the balls every time.
He would sit on the toilet, and I'd wipe his ass.
Okay.
Which wasn't, it's not ideal.
I mean, it's a better of two situations where he shit his pants or a diaper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Diaper's better, I think.
Do they get him a bidet better now?
No, he wipes his own ass, I think.
Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also have a brother with autism.
Yeah.
And for my.
And ironically, he wipes Graham's ass.
I make him. Yeah. He's the right level where you can command him.
He thinks that's how he gets his allowance.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's just
you just put quarters up your ass at the end. Those are for you,
and he likes it. He can do laundry with the quarters. My laundry, it's good. No, but for my 10th birthday party, we had a little kiddie pool, a bigger one, and then invited everybody over, and we all got in the pool, and then my brother got in and he shit in the pool, and everyone left and went home.
My brother got blamed for shitting in a pool one time, and it wasn't him, it was my cousin. that just passed it off on him.
And oh, everybody thought it was. And how long did it take for that to come out? And at what holiday?
Maybe
did it
like
come out?
A day or so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But my mom was like insistent that he didn't shit in the pool. She was right.
I feel like that's got to be the strategy when you've got the special needs family member.
When you shit
pawn it off, yeah.
Yeah, I never
if
did.
If you're a scumbag.
Yeah.
If you're a bad guy.
Of course.
Yeah.
No, I would just come clean whenever I shit myself.
Yeah, I would be like, Mike's brother shit my pants.
Somebody got drunk and broke a chair in my house at one point.
Yeah.
This is before my dad like really lost it. And I blamed it on Chris Stanley. And he's like, I knew you were going to blame that fucking fat kid. It wasn't that fat kid. You were drunk and fucking around.
I like this old man who shits himself. Had a lot of this fire left.
This is before he was shitting himself.
Oh, okay.
Not very much before, but a couple years.
Sure.
My issue, my wife had to yell at me the other day because I sit on the like edge of the tub to dry off.
Yeah.
And I guess I just didn't, I didn't have the cleanest asshole, so I just left like a signature
on the edge of the tub. How did you not have a clean asshole coming out of the shower?
Listen, I don't know.
A lot of crevasses.
It was a quick shower. There's a lot of folds to me. And I sat down and I just left like a chef's kiss.
I feel like
right on the edge of the tub.
That could have been like in an ass dimple for weeks for all we know.
No, it was fresh.
It was fresh.
It wasn't good. And that was an embarrassing thing to have to get a talking to from your adult wife.
Yeah.
Like, hey, listen, I put up with a lot around here.
Yeah.
I can't wipe shit off the edge of the tub. Let's get plugged out of the way. Graham, what do you want people to check out, my friend?
Oh, I am going to be at the Denver Comedy Lounge August 20th, 21st. I also have a fake edgy podcast called The Edge Lords. And that's it. And that's all I got right now.
Fantastic.
Oh, I have an autism awareness podcast that Mike Racine has been on called Autastic. If you want to check it out. That's it.
Please check out those and see Graham out on the road. Mike, what do you want people to check out?
You can follow me on Instagram, Racine.Mike, and on Twitter, at Mike Racine. I have my dates and stuff up there.
You know what? That's a better way to do it. Because people aren't going to remember all those details.
No, I don't have any dates, so I was jealous of your plug.
Shit. Well, follow me on Instagram.
It can't hurt because sometimes
Insta my name.
When people listen, they're like, oh, I live near there. So like it kind of like jolts them.
Right.
They might not necessarily check out your shit, but if they hear the town they're near.
Right.
I think it makes sense. Chris?
At Chris from BKLYN on Twitter and Instagram. Check out both my podcasts, High Society Radio, here on Gas Digital, Thursdays at 8, and Notes of a Goon, which comes out every Tuesday wherever you get podcasts. And Nashville, August 14th, me and Rob Bernstein doing the summer porch tour out there. Ooh. On some farm. Just go to Robbie's website for the details, robbythefire.com.
Nice.
Fantastic. Guys, Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out Bye Guys with Ian Finance, Thursdays at 11, Catalyst Wrestling, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. Tonight is myself, Harry Turjanian, and the Meadowlands Monster, Lou Bruno, my wrestling client, watching Suburban Commando. And I'll be back out on the road this month. I'll be in Saratoga. And just check my social media. You'll
Wait, when are you in Saratoga?
I don't know.
I'm going to be like 20 minutes from there next week. Just
2 weeks.
Damn.
And yeah, just check it out. And I'll see you guys out on the road. Right,
I'm still in pandemic mode a little bit, you know, just like enjoying my life. I haven't like thrown myself fully.
You have
back
a kid.
Into,
you have a brand new kid.
No, I know. It's but I don't
throwing
want to
yourself
be like,
out there. You'd be the biggest animal in the. I'm going on the road for 2 months.
Yeah, but it's been 2 months though since I had the kid. I mean, it's like he's done everything he's gonna do for now.
You're right.
I got to get back out there, but I don't know.
I don't know. I went back out on the road fucking last March. Yeah. I barely took a break for this.
Yeah.
So like. When you see people posting like, this is my first show back.
That's kind of weird, yeah.
It's like, you didn't want to do it.
Yeah. Oh, my first show back in like 15 months.
Yeah. You're like, you just don't like doing stand-up that much. You just like calling yourself a comedian.
Yeah. I mean, I did it here and there, but it's like, I don't know. I haven't fully thrown
myself. You at least have the built-in excuse of pregnant wife than baby.
Right.
If you've been doing nothing.
Yeah.
Fuck you then.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about your first show back.
Yeah.
No, I think you get more than the 2 months.
Yeah,
as an
and you've been doing
how long?
Shows.
How long do you get
months.
Though?
Maternity leave is 3 months.
Is it? Okay.
I think so. Maternity, okay. Yeah.
And you, but you're
in Sweden, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any but, civilized place, but yeah. you've been doing like stand up here and there though. It's not like you've taken 15 months off.
No.
So you know.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Thanks.
Everything's gonna be okay.
Do you think we went back too early? Last March, do you think those were too early? Like those, like
2019 or 2021?
Yeah, like last summer, we were already
March,
doing shows.
March is when it started.
Yeah, no, we were doing
March 20th. You did a show.
Yeah, I think we were doing the Comedy Dojo
in 2021 or 2020.
March. No, maybe it was April or May.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Of 2020.
Yeah,
it was outside.
That's very bad.
No, it was outside.
Yeah,
outside.
They were outside. Fine.
Outside's
yeah.
okay.
But also, I don't know, did we really know that outside was okay back then?
There was always zero cases.
We didn't know then that outside was okay. Right. But outside was okay.
No, that's because they lied.
Outside was okay.
There was always zero cases. There's zero there's zero recorded transmissible cases outside. That's
of people outside, yeah.
Yeah, like, so it was always
there's
zero.
There's not zero recorded cases. It's like the percentage is like very, very minimal. But there are recorded cases of people getting it outside.
At like something like that, where like stationary people or like a dance party outside?
Just like walking down the street and someone coughing in your face, like close proximity and stuff like that. Like an outdoor concert. So like, but if you're like going with a group and you're like sitting on a beach and no one's within 10 feet of you, it's like impossible.
Mm. I'm glad I went back when I did.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's break this open. I want to start with this one. This is very show appropriate. City councilman getting death threats after using the N-word in a council meeting.
What city?
Shannon, tell us about it.
Boopville.
Before we watch
Arkansas.
It's Alabama.
Okay.
Come on.
Is where it is. And I don't want to like...
First order of business. N-words.
Was he a black guy or a white guy?
He was a white guy.
Okay. That's bad.
A or R?
I think R. They bleep it in this. But I'll tell you more after you watch it, because I don't want to ruin anything.
He looks like an R. He looks like an R guy.
Your wife puts herself in politics by posting things on Facebook, and she attributes it to you.
Mr.
If you don't want your family involved, then she shouldn't post things.
My wife can do what she wants to do. She's a big girl. She can take care of herself. And I'd appreciate it if you want to talk to me about what I do, you can talk to me about what I do. I'm big enough to take care of myself.
Well, even your wife did say on there that you were against LGBTQ. She said that in one of those groups.
She used the N-word.
Yeah.
And she calls us blacks.
N-word. Let's get to the N-word.
I mean, I know I'm black.
Hey, do we have...
I want to address what I have to say.
Do we have a house in here?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
Hey, do we... Would she please stand up?
Whoa!
He pointed at one.
That's what Ms. Freeman was called.
Well, he definitely didn't say.
What's great is how uncomfortable the guy in the fucking gas station hat is.
He's like, whoa.
Sir. Whoa, too. You know, it's 2021, bro.
I know I look this way, but I do not.
Councilman, some decorum, please.
Well, Chris, to answer your question, he definitely didn't say house, N-I-G-G-A.
The man with a chili dog in his pocket is offended.
To be fair, that is the leading techno DJ in Alabama.
House. That was two good ones. No, I love how excited he got.
Yeah.
Now's my chance. He like stood up.
Ladies and gentlemen, time to shine.
I love the idea. He just was like, I've had it with not being able to say it, and I'm going to say it.
But what is it? He's using his wife's Facebook to say stuff?
It seemed, the other
it
way
seemed like
around.
His wife was logging into his Facebook to say stuff, which I'll be honest, kind of makes him the...
Yeah,
like he's a bitch.
They
were right to scold him.
He's a house.
Yeah, he's
so this guy's life.
He's a house wigger.
No, we don't use that word anymore, I guess.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's outdated.
Good. That's good to know.
This guy's
Uyghurs,
life.
They're an ethnic minority in China.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yes, which is very unfortunate. What's happening?
No,
to
come
the
from a different time where you could say the W word.
This guy's life sucks. His wife is. Basically running his wife definitely caught him talking to a chick on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now is like, I log on to your Facebook. I have your password all the time and I'm allowed to update it.
At that point, just permanently delete your Facebook. He's an old man. Unless he's just like, if you can't use it to cheat on your wife anymore, why do you even have Facebook?
Yeah, that's one step above like the shared Facebook account for a couple. Look. Where every time you see that, you're like, you both got caught cheating.
Right.
Like, there's no way you just have that because it's convenient.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's easier than having one account.
Yeah, Tom and Amanda, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And so he's definitely got caught cheating. His life sucks. His wife definitely posts crazy shit, and he's definitely addressed it. Been like, you can't, and she'll deal. She's got him by the balls.
Yeah,
this is a man snapping.
I think that he likes what she's saying, and he's like, I love that. I don't have to take accountability for what I. He obviously feels those things, and he doesn't. He gets to use her as a scapegoat, and he's like, oh, I found a loophole. I can get those things out there and blame it on my wife. And now these, you know,
God, I wish somebody would suck my husband's dick. Yeah. I don't care if it's a Shannon. Can
in
you
fact,
tell us
I prefer it.
Shannon, can you tell us? In fact, I may have a fetish for it. Shannon, can you give us any more details?
Yeah. So it appears that he was kind of changing the subject at that moment and quoting what?
Yeah, he was changing the subject from inappropriate Facebook to yelling the N-word at a council meeting.
He's like, I know what I'll do.
In case of emergency, break N-word.
It worked in the past, yeah.
It looked like he was doing the opposite of suicide by cop. That's what that
He claims he was justified in what he said because he was repeating something that Mayor Wayman Newton, who is black, allegedly said in a previous meeting. So he claims to be quoting somebody else.
Oh, from their town? Their mayor?
Yes. Yeah.
I think he might have been sitting there.
What do you mean?
That I think that might have been the bald black guy that was there.
No, I think and the person that he would that house N-word that he was referring to was another lady who was in the room.
Yeah, that was the lady all the way down the
yes.
the row, right?
Yeah.
He pointed over the other black lady and he was like, "No, that one over there."
Yes. And since then his wife is now scared that he's going to get shot. And says he leaves the house now with a bulletproof vest on because they've been getting death threats since.
She just plays Many Men every morning when he wakes up.
Did she describe the type of people who are leaving these threats?
No.
So he's scared of. He's leaving the house with a bulletproof vest on.
Yeah.
Did they share any of the threats, or they're just?
Did the mayor make a diss track about him?
The wife said they've received at least 400 calls to their home over the past few days from people all over the country who scream at them and call them racists and make threats.
Well, they're probably listed in the phone book. Like, they're old enough where you could probably find this guy's phone number fucking
it's probably easily. On their Facebook.
Yeah. Can you find it, Shannon?
Can we call them?
Can we call them right now?
How early is it in Alabama?
Who's in the house?
Hey, we just want to say hang in there. We've all been here. We've all been getting 400 death threats a day.
The cops?
The chicken's rest coming.
We're trying to make jokes.
The call's coming from inside the house. Yeah. We wanted to call. In case this councilman thing doesn't work out, have you considered starting a podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, honest to God, it's such a great idea to launch a podcast after that. It's a great publicity. He's going to have a built-in fan base.
Mm-hmm.
There are like one-issue fan base. They're going to be in automatically.
Yeah.
Like, we're in. We're way in.
That could be his catchphrase.
Yeah.
You could have it as a drop.
Whose house?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. All right. I loved it. Celebrity dermatologist caught on camera in building lobby going on a homophobic tirade. Against his neighbors. Is this Dr. Zizmore?
No.
What happened to him?
I feel like he faded out.
Yeah.
I think he might have retired.
Yeah.
I think he was like, he had all that plastic surgery that he was advertising, so he looked younger than he was.
Okay.
I think there might have been some
airbrushing
on
those ads were out since like the 70s or 80s, I think.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gone. Which is dead, Celino or Barnes?
Barnes.
Barnes died in a helicopter crash.
Yeah,
right?
Really?
So now it's just Celino.
And like they
but
already.
There's a Barnes group too. Somebody
didn't
took
Barnes
over.
Die?
His brother took over.
Oh. Yeah.
A little late night Wikipedia.
Dr. Zizmore retired in 2016.
Yeah. Okay. I love those ads though. They had like a.
Thank you, Dr. Zizmore. Those.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just sold the Grand Prospect Hall. Did you see that for $22 million? You must know these ads. You know the Grand Prospect Hall ads?
No.
Oh, we should really watch one. It's the fucking
tackiest
thing in the world.
Bring it up before we get to it.
Yeah.
Or just a random clip of Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Well, I love that Celino, they already were like, didn't like each other. And then as soon as he died, like 5 days later.
It was just Celino.
Just Celino all over the place.
I think they were suing each other before he died.
Yeah, I think they only stayed together for the money. And then that fucking.
When did he die, though? He died like early, like Barnes. He died in like 2007 or something.
Did he?
Yeah, no, it was like a few years ago.
No.
I feel like it was pretty recently.
No, he died like Like, yeah, like he's been 13 dead. Months
no,
ago.
No, Barnes has been dead for a while, I think.
No.
No, he hasn't.
Let me see.
He died in a helicopter crash.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, really?
A year ago.
Yeah, 2020.
A year ago.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember he died, and then there was Celino and Barnes all over New York, and then he died, and the next day it was Celino.
He had him ready.
He had him ready. Like, it's like,
Well, they got the new billboards.
Yeah. He saw Kobe go down, and he was like,
he sued the airplane company, and that's it. Yeah. So they got the money for the new billboards.
Mm. All right.
Do you think he one day Barnes was opening his mail? And he's like, free helicopter lessons. Thanks, Celino. You know what? There's all water under the bridge.
Let's patch it up.
What's the point of getting really rich? Because the point of getting rich is that you save time and you can take helicopters places.
Yeah,
which we've seen recently. Doesn't always go great.
Very good. Yeah, it doesn't go.
He was in a small plane. That's also what killed JFK Jr. It wasn't a helicopter. Okay. It was a single propeller plane.
Okay.
And yeah, I think that's how JFK Jr. died too. Yeah, one of those things.
Yeah.
You know, those seem oddly dangerous.
What's something crazy about...
And they'll let anybody fly. I've flown them.
Those planes, what happened with JFK Jr. is the air pressure changed, and so him and his wife lost consciousness, and they were just flying asleep into a cliff. They were like for like 2 minutes, they were just asleep.
Oh.
Anyway.
Seems nice.
Just nice to say.
Do you think they woke up first? It's like one of those dreams where you wake up and it's still going.
Yeah, this is much worse.
Yeah,
It's just funny. Yeah, I guess when you have money, there's like new ways to die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you get beat to death in Thailand by some, you know, underage prostitute.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, if you're so weak from drug use that an underage prostitute beats you to death, I mean, you had it coming.
That's why you go underage, because you can beat them.
Yeah, exactly.
In a fight.
Are we talking about
Bill? Not because you like their tight little skin.
Kill Bill? Are we talking about...
David Carradine?
David Carradine?
Well, he was jacking off, right?
Do you think so?
I don't know.
Okay, so
you think that was the story they made up to make it?
David Carradine was definitely...
He committed suicide.
No. I think he was in lingerie.
Uh-huh.
And hanging.
Uh-huh. Oh.
But I have a feeling there was another party involved who fucking bounced.
Uh-huh. So the family made up the story about he killed himself jerking off to make
Long... No, I think there was a hooker
there.
That'd
be funny, though, if you had a really embarrassing death, and they're like, your family's like, no, he died jacking off.
The authorities ruled Carradine's June 4th death a sex accident due to autoerotic asphyxiation...
Yeah, his wrists were bent. How do you... You can't
was
bind
down with
your
his wrist, neck, and genitals bound by a rope. That, to me, is the...
Yeah, you're right.
Tell.
You can't bind your own wrists.
Right.
So his family was
leak it to the press that he was jacking off.
No, I think he was.
Let's bind his wrists.
But that's what everybody thinks, right? That he was jacking off.
Yeah. I think everyone assumes that when you hear autoerotic asphyxiation, you're jerking off. But if his wrists were bound, doesn't that mean somebody else tied him up? Unless he was pulling some Houdini shit.
I didn't even know that, though. I just assumed he was jacking off.
Yeah, when you hear autoerotic asphyxiation, you assume
that. Was Robin Williams jacking off?
No, I think he just hung himself.
No.
People assume that because of World's Greatest Dad.
Yeah.
Right. Ooh, I'm jacking off.
I don't get the reference.
Yes, and Carradine's death photo show Fishnet's wig.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to take a wild guess and say there was a hooker there or a dom that tied him up. It went bad, and she fucking bounced.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
Yeah, of course. She killed Bill. Do you think he died, and she just took out a yellow notepad and crossed his name off and walked out?
She's just out there somewhere.
Yeah,
I would assume so. Yeah. How else would he? Because so he's tied up by his neck, wrists, and dick.
Yeah.
I don't think you can pull that off on your own unless you're, like, really talented.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to do your wrist last.
Then how do you untie yourself?
Well, I don't think you can do it.
Yeah, so there's
got to be hard to concentrate.
Also, how do you jerk yourself off if your hands are tight? How is it autoerotic at that point?
These are really good points.
I think he was just murdered.
I think we need to call the detective.
Somebody get the Thailand police on the phone.
Yeah.
Guys, turns out it is not the Shangri-La you think it is in your country.
This should be like the next white woman podcast where they solve the murder.
We just busted this case wide open.
Hi, I'm a fat girl with glasses, and we're here to talk about murder.
Yeah.
Apparently his third wife said he tied himself up to relax.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I think that's what he told you, lady.
Yeah.
I'm relaxing. Relax.
Ah! Oh! I'm so relaxed.
I'm in such pain. Close the door.
All right, so we're going to see. Let's see this dermatologist. Oh, wait, what was the commercial Chris wanted to say?
Oh, Grand Prospect Hall. I'm just thinking about every time David Carradine's wife coming in. She's like, it was so weird. He'd like to relax. And anytime I would come in while he was relaxing, there was a ladyboy-shaped puff of smoke in the open window. Oh, yeah. I can't believe you've never seen this. It's the like one of the tackiest things ever.
You dreamed about it. It's been carefully planned. And here is the most important day of
your life. Yeah, I know this. Yes.
How'd they come up with that music choice?
Dude, they just sold this building for $22 million.
Wow.
We make the dreams come true.
The Grand Prospect Hall, 718-788-0777.
Shannon, you ever been there? It seems like a place you would have frequented Sweet 16s at.
No, but I remember this commercial very well.
Yeah. Shannon, what's it like bartending one of those parties?
Yeah.
I still do it to this day. they have their moments, but it's everything you imagined it would be.
Good. Guineas tip good, right?
Yes, but unfortunately, it's not always guineas attending the parties.
Gypsies? Mm. Is it gypsies?
Nope. No, I don't know if I've ever worked a party with gypsies.
You'd never know. You know, you'd know, and then the silver rare's gone.
That's
true. Have you guys seen My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding?
I have.
I'm obsessed with it.
Ian put me onto that.
What is it?
It's a TLC show.
Yeah.
Where they pawn off, and Shannon, I've gotten Shannon to watch it too. They pawn off teenage women to get married.
Yeah.
And they are just the worst human beings a lot. Like, literally, the first episode, they go to a venue, and when they leave the venue, it's like, no, we're not renting it to them. Uh-huh. They're gypsies. They're going to steal everything that's not nailed down.
Right.
They're the worst humans alive.
Right. Jeez.
And they'll interview, and the girl will be like, 12. I drop out of high school. I love to clean the house. And it'll just be her dusting all day. My mom and dad say I don't need education because I am wife. I stay home. I clean. And be like, Penelope is 14 years old.
Oh, my God.
They'll be having a Halloween party to find her a husband. And then it'll just be like 13-year-old girls in booty shorts sweeping the floor with their assholes.
Did you buy this TV show out of the back of a van with a bunch of DVDs?
No, this is TLC.
Yeah. Okay.
This is Shannon, back me up.
Yes, it's some of the craziest shit I've ever seen, and I don't know how it's not talked about more often. I have the whole first season, but if you want to watch a little of the intro of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like how we just completely derailed whatever we were going to do.
That's fine.
They don't like anybody knowing anything about them at all, even if their own language.
This series will take you into the very heart of traveling life.
Oh, it's UK.
Through the biggest celebrations in a gypsy calendar.
I thought gypsy's not from PC, though.
It's not.
Children's parties.
Chris, you never get a torn nose.
I think gyp is not PC.
The biggest weddings on earth.
It's the biggest day of a traveling guy's life.
Very stressed. People not turning up on time, but that's gypsy ways. Nothing never gets done properly.
And from birth, all the way to the grave.
Here's my Patrick. Here's my son.
Over 5 episodes, this series will explore every aspect of gypsy life.
Harness racing, you know you're getting fucking gypped there.
In a world where a man is a man. A woman knows her place.
Hell yeah.
Courtship blossoms in an unusual way.
Go try and give you a kiss straight away, so you gotta kind of beat them for the kiss.
Right.
But this is a community under threat.
The Tinkers arrived, I don't really know what to call them, one evening, all very unexpected.
Fighting for its very survival.
Let her go! She should kill the pig!
How long can the party last?
Did they say that the culture is fighting for its very survival?
Yeah. Because they're trash people and everyone wants them out of wherever they are.
Right. And they're a race, I guess?
They are. They're Romani. They want to be called Romani, I think.
Yeah. They're descendants from, they were kicked out of northern India, they say, like you know, 500 years ago. And they've just, you know, were in Romania for a while. And then they just went up through Europe and kept getting pushed and pushed and pushed. And I, you know.
Are there advocacy groups for these people?
Well, I think is over the years when you you know, when you're not accepted into society, you become your own. You're like, fuck it. And you just become your own thing. And then my grandfather is from former Czechoslovakia. He's dead. But he'd always be like, you know, he'd always be like, yeah, I'd always hire gypsy bands because they're the best music. But they would always steal the silverware. And he was always like, you have to hide it. And he would always, but he was like, they have the best music.
My grandma used to say, yeah, gypsies will steal the eyes out of your head while you're not looking. Hmm. But my sister-in-law actually told me that gypsy is a slur.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to say it. But I don't think TLC would have a show called My Big Fat N-Word Wedding. As much as I would watch that.
But for shows like that, there's always somebody like behind the scenes like egging people on, conflict.
Oh,
like,
they have to
create that stuff. So.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, the one episode that's famous, it's a young girl getting married. Her dad is named Pat Baby.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the Halloween party. Mm-hmm. The dad gets a tattoo for his Halloween costume.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can teach that kind of trash.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And also her aunt gets murdered the week they're filming the episode.
Uh-huh.
And they bury her in what I think is wood chips.
Oh, yeah.
To be fair, she was a hamster.
All right, finally, let's get to this goddamn dermatologist.
Uh-huh. I'm just saying, I don't want to... Look, if any group of people doesn't need a fuck, I'm not giving you an N-word. Gypsy, we're still saying that. Like, they fucking have children sleeping in storefronts for fortune tellers. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Right? You be racist to gypsies. Fuck.
I don't know. The whole thing is like a top to bottom. Like, they're, what the fuck are they? They were all in Paving, the episode that I'm obsessed with. And there's like one of those things, like everybody drops out of school at like 11. And starts their job.
Uh-huh. There was like a gypsy troupe that was running. Dr. Phil did an expose about like, because they had like a fake Dr. Phil line where you could call to be on Dr. Phil and then they would just take your credit card information. And they did. There was a gypsy that was doing a Dr. Phil impression.
That's really? Great. Really? I really respect that.
Yeah, that's a good grift.
Yeah.
Nobody said they're not ingenuitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe Mandy had he did like this one-man show about how he worked for the Maury Show,
mm-hmm.
and he would answer the phones, and he would pick up the phone, and he'd go, thanks for calling the Maury Show, and people on the other end would go, hi, Maury, I'm calling because like, they thought they were like the funniest thing.
I'm scared of olives.
They thought they were talking to Maury. Yeah.
Like, he's got like a red phone like Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah.
What, you're saying that he's not the father of the baby? Guys, we've got one.
Wait, can he do a flip? Book this lady.
Book him. He's on the show.
Will he take a swing at a woman? Yes.
You're saying you let an acrobat come in you. All right, booked.
At what point did Springer stop becoming like it was trying?
After the lawsuit, no?
Well, just because like when I watch old clips now, I recognize wrestlers in them.
Oh, really?
Like... 2000s era, like they were just hiring wrestlers to pretend to be other people because they could do the fights without getting hurt.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So like Madman Pond, like the deathmatch guys,
okay.
Mickey Knuckles, like all them would be pretending to be other people.
To be fair, all those guys are huge trash bags that should be on Jerry Springer.
Yes, but they weren't using their names. They were under other pretenses.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of Canadian comedians who went down and got on and then talked about it or something, and then
I think I remember the
impetus for all that changing.
Yeah, they went on. Yeah. And they pretended to like have all these issues with each other.
Yeah,
and they basically like improv through it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then fought and like they wanted to have the wildest episode.
Yeah, yeah.
And but then they also get there's like a legal ramification where they were like, "Well, you're just condoning this is unsanctioned bare knuckle fights." And they were going to, like, put him in jail. And then it's like when Alex Jones had to, like, kind of say, oh, no, it's all fake. It's all an act. So he didn't lose his kids.
Mm-hmm.
I think the same thing happened to Springer. And now they just have, like, plate spinners in the background and fucking guys doing balloon animals and shit. They literally have sideshow acts behind the Springer.
Yeah, I haven't watched it since I was, like...
Well, I think the 11. Issue was that they were getting people super drunk backstage.
Hmm. Oh, and then, okay. So they had, like, actual shitty people.
Are you saying they were, like, exploiting people?
I think they were.
Hmm.
It's even pretty obvious in the fictional movie. Remember the fictional movie Jerry Springer made called Ringmaster? Yeah, uh-huh. And they're exploiting the people in that movie.
Yeah.
Like in this fake movie that he wrote about his fucking TV show.
Right.
He's like, get drunk and fucking beat the shit out of each other.
You can tell with Maury, too. He just has no respect for these people at all.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Because it'll be, it was like a lady's like, I'm scared of cotton.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they'll just have a man covered in cotton come out.
Uh-huh.
Just like the lady with the jar of olives is the funniest
one. I don't know that one.
Right.
Dude, she said that she would see, when she saw green olives, she would freak out because she had like a nightmare when she was a kid that like a dead person had green eyes. Obviously, they just find a big fat black lady that's scared of kittens or olives or something. And they're just like, oh, Lord.
And then they just brought out olives and chased her?
Dude, a giant jar of olives. And then this is like, then they run up the aisle, and then somebody else pops out with a jar of olives, so she runs back this way. It's ridiculous.
It's almost like
the, shopping in an Arab grocery store.
Exactly.
It's like the fat baby episode is the most ethical thing they do, just bringing out the fat baby. That's the most like.
Let's see this lady scared of olives.
Oh, is this the kitten lady? She's pretty funny, too.
Oh, let me just find the olive.
The year 2000 was like the golden age of this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's before the bubble burst on it and it became self-parody.
One sec, sorry.
Take your time.
Well,
no problem.
Started getting sued because they were really doing it. And then didn't it? The guy killed himself because.
Oh, the trans person. Or no.
Or Jenny Jones, right?
Didn't a guy kill a trans woman?
For having a secret crush or something. It was like Jenny Jones or Ricky Lake.
It was a gay guy, and he was like, I'm
in love with you or something.
Yeah,
yeah, something like that. I'm in love with my friend, and then the guy killed him, right?
Yeah.
Which is weird, because like, they didn't even fuck.
Yeah.
It's not like he tricked him. Like, right. It was like, just a guy liked you. What a fucking.
Well, that's how you prove you're straight, by murdering
the gay guy who likes you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
and if you could come while you're doing it, you're super straight.
Right.
That's how you know you like it.
Yeah.
If you're rock
hard. That's how you know you like murdering gays.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. You know you got it.
Let's see this crazy lady.
There are no olives here. There are no olives.
You're lying, Maury.
God, what a fucking scumbag.
Olives? All right, wait a second.
This is an actor, though.
My God, holding onto my hand is going to pull it off.
We just talked about it, right?
I don't know. This might be pre.
Or green olives. Doesn't matter. Okay. Why olives?
Because they remind me of dead people.
Why do they remind you of dead?
My grandfather sat up in his coffin and looked at me when he died.
And so he looked up at you when he died?
With green eyes? With a black in them.
How old were you when this happened?
Seven.
And you really believe that your grandfather...
He might be making fun of someone with autism.
And ever since
I
then,
say, yeah.
You've been scared of
olives. Here, calm down. Have a martini.
He's going to hell. Sure.
Yeah. Like, I'm not joking when I say that. This woman is not... If it's not an actor, this woman is below the threshold for normal intelligence.
You're saying that's a spectrum-y woman.
That's a spectrum something woman, and
get her on your autism podcast.
She's just forcing her to freak out for unemployed people's pleasure.
All right, let's see. I continue to see this. Mm. No, we missed it.
Bring out the olive.
That's so.
What an asshole.
I like how they blur her face.
He said it the same way.
Does this lady just tackle her?
Yeah, she's like holding her. She's,
Dude, okay.
He said bring out the olives the same way he would bring out like your long lost best friend. Like, bring out the olives. Yeah. Like, it's not a fucking pleasant thing.
Yeah, Maury should be raped.
Yeah, Maury's a scumbag.
He's a scumbag.
Yeah. It's either
he
the
should
lady,
be gang raped.
It's the lady ran away. It's that another woman tackled her
to force her into the olives. Down. Yeah.
Okay. But, so say this is not an actor. This is a regular lady who wanted to be on Maury to deal with her fear of olives.
I don't think she wanted to be.
An evil fuck, too.
She got tricked onto being on. You want to be on TV? And she was like, I like TV.
There's not going to be olives there, is there?
They
just were like,
yeah.
They told her that there's going to be like free food and money.
Hi, Maury.
And...
I'm scared of chairs.
You can have anything you want in catering. No Putinesca, nothing.
Yeah. But you have to know if that's the subject that olives are coming out.
I'm sure that they weren't straight with her. Yeah. I'll bet my life.
Isn't even entertaining though. It's like, you know,
we're all laughing. You can't say it's not entertaining, Mike.
I don't know. It just feels kind of gross. But I mean, like the kids that you send to boot camp, that's kind of fun.
Yeah,
you know.
So it should have been a black guy in a sleeveless sweater holding.
I'll watch. Dude, you know my.
You won't eat these olives right now.
Yeah.
Olives is good for you.
I want to continue. Can we see how this goes?
Sally, I don't have anything.
It's kind of hard to watch.
Yeah.
Sally, I don't have anything.
Come on.
It does look like the commercials of fucking Dom DeLuise with the water on the brain kids, right? From back in the day. What? That was a real thing. That was what it was called.
Water on the brain?
That's what it was called. I don't know the name of it now, but they used to call it water on the brain. Dom DeLuise did a telethon for it.
It was like some disease?
Yeah, it's got a real name, but I don't
remember. It's like some 1940s name?
I swear to God, there was a fucking painting of it on a building in Sheepshead Bay that I walk past every day that was just there until it faded away. It was like a painted billboard.
Is that where you get the term waterhead?
Yes.
See, I didn't know
Shannon,
that.
Please look this up. So these guys are looking at me like I'm a fucking asshole.
No, I'm like you have water on the brain.
Encephalitis.
There you go.
Hold on, I'm trying to find something.
I've heard of wet brain when you drink too much.
No, it's encephalitis. It's like something you're born with, and they called it water on the brain because there's fluid in your brain. And then that's where waterheads come from. This has been Etymology with Dumb Mooks.
This has been Italian Sociology with Zach and Chris. All right, finally, we're going to get to this goddamn dermatologist.
How about someone who goes on Shark Tank and they started a water company and they call it water on the brain? They don't know about that.
You've heard of Joe Rogan's alpha brain. This is water brain.
Water brain.
Joe Rogan. It's cheaper and really bad for you.
You ever hear the term ignorance is bliss? Yeah. What will turn you into a waterhead?
The human body is 80% water. Why not the rest of the head? Listen up, sharks.
Hey, you guys. What are you, swimming?
All right. Hey, guys, let's take a quick second and thank one of our favorite sponsors. And that is Fume. Fume is a natural inhaler that makes it easy to get the benefits of super plants on the go. It's a Canadian-made wooden inhaler, just like Graham K, with no electronics and cores, filled only with the benefits of super plants, no chemicals added. It's a natural and portable tool for allergy relief, relaxation, and nicotine replacement, and it's a pocket fit. All you have to do is slide your favorite core into the Fume and breathe in the benefits of Mother Nature. It's that simple. So you can check out their variety of blends and their benefits at breathefume.com.
I tried the black pepper one. I liked it.
You know, I've heard that one is for cigarette cravings.
Yeah.
They also have Reassurance, which is lavender, lemon, and cinnamon for calming and stress relief. Bubbly Lime for energy and mood boosting. The Conquer Cords, what you're talking about, with black pepper, peppermint, and eucalyptus for kicking nicotine cravings. And Lemon Berry Bliss, which is for allergy symptom relief. They also have Invigorate, which is a natural immune system booster. So if you go to breathefume.com, and that's Fume spelled F-U-M, and you use the code REAL, you're going to get 10% off on your order today. Everybody here at Gas Digital has been trying out Fume. They love it. I think you will too. One more time, guys. That's breathefume, F-U-M.com, promo code REAL for 10% off your order. Try it out. Let's get back into the program. God damn it. Celebrity dermatologist caught on camera in building lobby going on homophobic tirade against his neighbors.
I forgot about this.
Yeah, fucking evil man. Try coming back to me, motherfucker. I'll fuck you up. Fucking fat. Who? All this fucking fat girl. Fat.
Pause.
This is the gayest house I've ever seen in my life.
So this is his lobby.
Yeah, lobby.
Very nice building.
Looks like Liberace's lobby. Okay,
you should be glad that you live with all these elegant gay people, because it's obviously a very nice building.
Mm-hmm. That's the Grand Prospect Hall.
I think he's calling that dog a faggot. And if you look at that dog, I don't blame him.
His shirt, I mean, I realize the irony of my shirt when I say this, but his shirt is very gay. It's very tight. He's obviously gay.
Yeah, it's almost
he chose
a soccer
this building.
Uniform.
It's like Liberace designed this lobby.
Yeah, doesn't it look like he has like, it's like gay scrubs?
He's a gay guy. He hates himself. He has all this like Italian or whatever guilt, Catholic guilt, and he just wants to suck a couple guys off, and he's had a couple drinks, and he's really angry that he can't suck them dry, you know? And so he's just calling a dog gay, calling this guy gay, you know?
All right,
we've all been there, huh?
Let's put Graham's theory to the test. Let's finish.
I'm out of the fucking man, dude. Don't come and fucking try to do shit to me. I'll shoot you. I don't give a fuck. I'm protecting my fucking rights. Ain't no fucking f***er. Nobody tells me what to do. Nobody, you know? My parents will tell me. Nobody will tell me.
My dad.
I'll fucking shoot you in the fucking face. Fucking f***er. 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 Fucking little bitches. Motherfucker, don't fuck with me. I swear to God, man, it's been a fucking year.
He's got a gay little dog.
Fucking blow their fucking heads off. You know what, ready? I'll fuck around.
You ready for me?
You ready, guys?
Necessary.
You're too young, like, what am I supposed to say? You know what, ready?
This is funny in the time we live in where of public apologies where you have to go, I'm sorry that I said I'm going to blow those fags heads off. Like, hey, how do you like bounce back from
I
that?
Got cut off in traffic earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's a celebrity dermatologist?
I meant it in a good way.
I was going to suck their dick so good that their skulls explode.
He's got to sit down with Gail King, and she's like, what did you mean when you said...
Oh, Jesus, look at this guy.
Okay.
That's him?
Very gay.
Who's that on the left?
On a scale of one to gay, this guy is like Justin Silver.
Wait, that's Jared Leto?
Tell us about it, Shannon.
So apparently this doctor who's like worked with like the Kardashians and every famous person, this is not the first time that a restraining order has been taken out against him or some sort of complaint has been made. In 2016, he made death threats, anti-Semitic, homophobic, and racist comments at other people. And this isn't the first time he's had trouble with his neighbors. And he actually took out a handgun once and threatened them with the handgun. So he's a problem.
He's a grown man. He's got threaded eyebrows.
Well, please get in touch with Lewis about starting your own show on the, on the network. Yeah, doggy. No, I think.
Shannon, what were those? Shannon, what were all those charges again?
Hold on. So he made death threats, anti-Semitic, homophobic, and racist comments.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
Celebrity dermatologist, real ass dude of the week. I mean, it doesn't make him a bad dermatologist.
No. I mean, that level of internal struggle would make you a good dermatologist.
Yeah, that level of self-hatred or whatever anger is in there, definitely he takes it out on being the best he can be.
Mm. Yeah, but look at his own face, though.
It's horrifying.
Yeah.
Very clean, though.
Yeah. Not a lot of lines in it. I mean, that's what you want.
Yeah.
No dark spots like Dr. Zismore.
But he is like halfway to, you know when old ladies get tumor surgery and they start to look like lions?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He is like, can we see him again? I feel like he's like.
He's had definitely worked on.
The eyebrows are, for eyebrows that he definitely paid to look like that, it seems like he wasted his money.
He had some sort of jaw surgery to look like me. It didn't work. And he's got, he was like, he's like, I want dick sucking lips, please.
He has eyebrows like
But I'm not gay.
But I'm not gay.
He has eyebrows like a Nintendo Mii character. Yeah. You look like you chose from a list of eyebrows and just pasted those on.
Yeah.
So is he going to lose his, can you lose your dermatology license?
For saying
things?
Homophobic things?
Probably not.
No.
Right? So it's not going to affect, are people going to stop going to him?
No. Maybe the Kardashians will.
Celebrities will, but like, I bet you the bulk of his money, he's already got that, like, I've done the Kardashians label. So he's good for life for the next, till they're not famous.
And let's face it, any woman who's going to that guy, let's say, is probably like guinea trash.
Yeah.
So there's nobody's out on that. Good for, listen, he's going to be all right.
You know, I wasn't going to get the surgery, but then I saw that you got a bad rap, and then, you know, I think I'll take it now.
You needed help.
Yeah, I need to help you out.
All right, let's bring up the tone a little. Seagull hits girl on slingshot ride.
I like this.
Oh, I saw this. The same thing happened to Fabio. Like,
yeah,
20 he got hit on a roller coaster.
Yeah. Yeah,
it broke his nose, right?
Yeah.
Let's see a seagull hit this lady.
A little more than they bargained for.
They took a ride on the spring shot on Maury's Adventure Pier in Wildwood, and they weren't alone.
That's not that bad.
It never gets old. Kylie Holmes is healing the seagull off of her face. She took the ride with her friend Georgia, who was celebrating her 14th birthday on the boardwalk.
That's a shame.
This is fine.
This is so good, clean fun.
Can I be honest? I really thought it was going to hit her harder.
Yeah.
Everybody's okay.
I'll be honest. I respect her for having the wherewithal to be like, get out of here.
And then she continued to have fun.
Yeah.
She's like, I know this ride is only 15 seconds long.
Yeah.
I got 6 more seconds. I better enjoy it.
This cost an extra $28 to our trip to Wildwood. I'm not going to ruin it.
I really thought it was going to like break her face open.
Yeah.
They just gave her a big hug.
Yeah, a seagull seems like an animal that could hurt you, but it probably can't.
I think the real, it was that close to the head going in her mouth, though, because her mouth was open.
That would be,
if she had choked to death on a seagull while on the ride, that would be video of the year.
That would be pretty funny.
Just a young white woman choked to death on seagull skull.
But even it, she would have fucked her face up if like the bird was like spread like this. If it was like flapped this way,
if it was like a spear,
yeah, it would have cracked her right in the fucking face. One second.
I had big expectations on
fucking
that.
Fucking butterfly effect.
I don't think it would be video of the year.
Let's go back to the doctor who said he wants to kill gay people.
Yeah.
The inspirational story of this doctor.
Yeah.
Anybody
who's
good?
He's doing the
Sarah
flex.
Underwood. Who's that?
I'm just scrolling through his Instagram just to find more pictures of him.
God, he's cool.
He's pretty cool. That's somebody. Who's that? Oh, okay, I know her.
He looks like a Mad TV.
Oh, it's
sketch.
All like Instagram chicks.
Yeah, I guess.
His face looks fake. It looks like prosthetics.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it looks like when Master Shake got all the plastic.
Wait, put that picture back up. It looks like Mike Vecchione is on Mad TV playing a fucking dermatologist. Like, don't you want to just watch him peel that off and, like, Mike sits down and has a vitamin water?
Yeah.
What a broken person. Wow. he looks like he's definitely got those, like, pec implants, too. Like, those, you know, you get to, like, the gel.
Uh-huh.
You know,
it just makes me think like there's like levels of being canceled, you know, like you make a joke and then that resurfaces and maybe you can come back from that. But you can't really, you're not really coming back from, I'm going to shoot those.
That guy's fine.
In the head.
I guarantee you not one person canceled an appointment.
Because I don't think he's famous enough that it'll stick.
Right.
You think Hasselhoff trusts anyone else?
Nah.
No. Yeah, that looks like I thought that was the dad from Seventh Heaven.
I mean, if that guy's not canceling anything.
Yeah.
You mean the uncle of the guy from Eve 6?
Yeah.
Did you hear about the Olympics?
He just does skin for
I actually just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah.
Shannon, could you look up the director of Olympics just had to resign over a joke he made in the 90s about the Holocaust.
That was dumb. But he
And this is the second director for this Olympics who's had to resign.
Yes.
Because the one before that made fun of a fat lady.
He said he wanted to have...
We should have kept the fat lady.
I don't know any of this.
He wanted to have an overweight woman come out during the ceremony, and she was going to be the Olympic.
Hey, he's
great.
He's spitballing. He's just his workshop.
He's like, I got canceled. What the hell's going on here? What's happening to our society?
Can't say anything anymore.
Dude, since when are Asian people
the
funny?
Olympics. I don't think he got it. I don't think that's the best part. Now making us the stand-up comedy joke from 1998 and you can't have your job anymore is pretty insane.
Can we see what it was?
I
don't know.
He was
doing stand-up,
and he made a joke about the Holocaust.
In 1998
he called it the Holocaust, and they were like, "What?"
Shannon, what did you say?
All that I keep finding it said that one of his jokes included the phrase "Let's play Holocaust."
Yeah,
but I can't find the rest of the joke.
Which is like it's completely
completely out of context.
Very scary.
Yeah,
could be a funny joke.
Could be.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah.
I thought was it stand up or was he in a sketch group?
They said his comedy routine. I don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's pretty nuts that you would lose your job.
It was just a best man speech.
I got to say, that Olympic thing really has legs.
Yeah.
The Olympic. Well, I was watching that movie Dodgeball yesterday. I remember like the opening scene with Justin Long. They flash back to his like cheerleading tryout and they make him pick up Lori Beth Denberg. She's like really overweight and she falls on him.
Yeah, it's
you
pretty
know?
Funny.
Yeah, but
she that works.
Things, you know, things change.
Yeah.
I think the only movie...
But he said the Olympic thing like 3 weeks ago or whatever, like 2 months ago. He's like, this is a good idea. For the 20...
The same guy?
No, it was the second.
The whole team. And there was like
They lost two directors.
That guy had to resign. The Olympic guy. So then they got the Holocaust guy. And now he has to resign. Yeah. They're like, just stick with the Olympic guy. It's Japan. They have sumo wrestling. It works. It tracks.
Hey, Olympic guy.
This, these are Japanese people? They were canceling?
That's their culture, though.
That's what they...
I think they're canceling themselves.
Yeah. No, but Japanese people, they don't, they, that's how they are. They don't
That's the two funniest things a Japanese person has ever said.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we don't even have context for the other one. The fact that they made a joke, we're impressed.
I bet we could rape a whole city.
I don't think the Olympic thing was a joke.
Yeah, that's the thing that's funny. No, they hate
fat people. Good idea.
that's what he wanted the mascot for the Olympics to be.
He thought it was like, this is a good idea.
Then come on.
Tokyo Olympics creative chief has resigned after suggesting that a female comedian could appear as an Olympic in the latest setback for the games. Hiroshi Sasaki said plus size entertainer Naomi Watanabe.
Hold on, let's see what she looks
could
like.
Could wear pig ears at the opening ceremony. Yeah, let's see.
Did anybody ask Naomi if she wanted the gig?
Exactly. She's out of a gig now.
Yeah.
An artist is not going to get paid because of a bunch of whiners.
Yeah.
If it's the lady, I think it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah, right. She called her parents. She was like, Mom,
I'm going to be the Olympic.
I'm going to be the Olympic.
But that's what this lady does.
Right.
She does like silly
videos and
she does silly videos and pictures.
Oh, really? So she's probably got a video of her.
Yeah, are there more pictures? Like, yeah, she does like funny, like she does like fat shaming shit on herself.
Right.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, she's shoving ice cream cones up her ass and
Yeah, she rules.
She's tub girl.
She's a different kind of tub girl. Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, good for her. I don't know.
All right.
The musical director.
Wow, this world sure is crazy, huh?
Did you guys see Ice-T's daughter?
Oh, yeah.
No.
There's pictures of Coco with Ice-T's daughter. Ice-T's got strong genes.
Yeah.
Let's look at this.
To be fair, we don't know what Coco really looks like.
That's true.
What? It's
flat.
This girl could not look more like fucking Ice-T.
Like,
like, you know, like, when they had that kid, I'm sure they were like, you know what? I hope it looks like Ice.
He was like, I want a paternity test. Wow, yeah, it looks just like.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Shannon.
So annoying.
Shannon, you failed us.
I'm not going to make, look.
You're not going to make fun of this child?
I can't. I mean. I know that I agreed to come on this show, and I'm sorry, but
okay. I mean,
she could grow into it.
Well, she's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like precocious cute for a child. That's going to be a rough teenage transition unless she's got her mom's doctor.
Yeah. Well, hopefully.
Luckily, he just opened up for him.
Yeah. Oh,
hopefully,
yeah. Well,
hopefully they know that guy who wants to kill homos, and they can he can work on her skin.
I've seen your viral video.
Is she gay? Yeah. I wonder if she's some sort of a gay kid.
I've seen your viral video. If I like your work,
yeah.
Bum bum. All right. Hey, fans of the show over the age of 21. I can't wait to tell you about Yo Kratom, the home of the $60 kilo.
$60? That seems like they're paying you.
It's insane. A full kilo of Kratom for just $60. If you're currently a fan of Kratom, you should be getting it from our favorite sponsor, Yo Kratom, for just $60 a kilo. If you are not currently a fan of Kratom, don't start on our account. But the fact that Yo Kratom has high-quality Kratom for just $60 a kilo is nothing to sneeze at.
But the fact that you're listening to this show means you probably love Kratom. Right, Shannon?
And there's absolutely no reason you need to be going to gas stations, smoke shops, or bodegas and paying way too much for a low-quality Kratom when you could be getting the best Kratom possible for $60 a kilo at YoKratom.com. Thank you guys for supporting the show. If you're into Kratom, YoKratom is the one place where you can find the $60 kilo. They are the biggest Kratom wholesaler, and they created YoKratom.com so that you can buy directly at the best prices available. One more time, guys, that's YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Dash cam catches a car fly completely off of the highway and landing right in front of them.
I just came, there was two more things I need to put on that.
Holy shit.
Wow.
911.
What happened there?
Yeah, can you go back? I literally missed it. I missed the first half of that. I was looking somewhere else.
I don't understand.
Whoa.
I'm glad you said something.
Mike, get out of the way, please. Get out of.
All right.
Stop it.
Over under on survivors.
I think Jason Statham got out in a suit and just dusted himself off and made a phone call.
Did anybody survive that? What's the deal with this crash, Shannon? I need more information.
How does that even happen? That was horrifying.
So it said that the woman that was driving.
All right, there you go.
Well, mystery solved.
It was the Olympic.
Next story.
It was the Olympic.
Yeah, it was an Asian woman.
Yeah.
She drove off the road when she got fired from the Olympic.
Oh, damn.
My dream gig. No.
She tried to kamikaze in the Olympic Stadium.
So it said she did survive, and it said that she walked out of the hospital only surviving minor injuries. And it said that alcohol was not a factor. The car had sped by his business moments before it failed to maneuver a sharp turn. Instead, it went off the road, up the embankment, and into the air.
Why did it seem to be on fire?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Did nobody else notice that?
I think it must have gathered a bunch of dirt.
Okay.
I don't think it was a proper road launching it.
It was dust.
Can we see that one more time? Because I thought it was also on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really bad driver. That's like when you pan.
Oh yeah, that's dirt. Okay.
It's like that's like instead of hitting brake, you're like gas.
Like, yeah, you're just panicking already, and you're like
smashing pedals.
You should not
be driving.
Oof. Alcohol was not a factor, huh?
They could have fucking landed on that family.
Oh yeah, there was another car that just missed also, right?
I mean, it cleared that lane.
Yeah, yeah.
It went up an embankment. So there was another road below them, and it went up an embankment?
I think there was a road up here.
Yeah.
She was supposed to make a turn, completely whiffed it,
and
just kept driving off of nothing.
But she missed it, and instead of pressing brake, was like, and pressed gas.
Yeah. Or she just didn't let up off of the gas and panicked.
You are to clear a lane.
Yeah.
This is. She's not driving a stunt car. She's got a fucking Kia Sorento. Yeah. You are gassing it as hard as you can. That's as much gas as you can possibly get in a car like that to go that high.
I'll be honest. The woman screaming in the car kind of annoys me. Like, if you're a dude, that's the coolest thing you're ever going to see in your fucking life.
Yeah, awesome! That's what she should have been saying. Dad, this is fucking
cool. What the
fuck?
Yeah.
Honey, metal horns or shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Whoa!
I see this all the time, and this is awesome.
Yeah, this is great.
I'm ready for this.
Getting off the BQE a few weeks ago, I was in an Uber, and to get on the exit to where I live, you can either keep going on the highway, but there's like a lot of people miss it and try and like go across the lanes. Yeah. And I watched a fucking 18-wheeler take the back off of a car.
Ooh.
Like they both fucked up. Mm-hmm. And the car went to get back on the highway, and the 18-wheeler went to get off, and it just took the back off this guy's car, and it was right in front of me. And I screamed, and the Uber driver was this old black guy, and he screamed.
Yeah.
And then we just rode in complete silence to my house, and at the end I went, are you okay? He goes, yeah, you. Yeah. And then we both realized we were waiting for the other one to get out of to leave so that we could cry.
That's fucking scary, though. So what happened to the car that got towed?
I don't know. We kept driving.
So the truck rear-ended the car?
You can't stop.
The car was going one, like an X.
Yeah.
The truck was going that way, and it just took the entire back off.
So it doesn't sound like the truck did anything wrong. It sounds like the car was like, oh, I don't want to go here, and went back.
Yes. Well, the truck also, I think, was hopping on the exit.
Right.
It looked like they were making an X, and they just didn't clear it. And then, like, three cars on the sides of it all kind of went in one direction. We were the car directly behind them, and we just kept going. And I have been terrified on that turn every single time.
Oh, yeah. I was in a car with Shane Torres in New Orleans, like, 2 weeks ago. And we're in an Uber going to the airport, and there had been highway shootings, people just shooting at cars on highways, like that was in the news or whatever. And we're stopped at a light underneath a giant highway, looks like the BQE or something, you know, and we're about to make a turn to go underneath this like 8-lane highway, and all of a sudden our back window in this van explodes into a zillion pieces, and I duck down. I've already been in two shootings in my life. I have unfortunately like a reflex, and Shane was like, I'm like, get down. And then, you know, that's all that happened. And we like pulled off and like no one honked behind us because everyone was just like, what the fuck? And we just sort of looked around and we asked the construction worker if something fell and we could not figure out what happened.
You didn't hear a bang or anything?
No.
That's crazy.
But we were all just, well, I guess we'll go to the airport and fly in a plane now.
You never found out what happened?
No. Just like, Uber driver's got to replace this window, and that's it. I don't know. There was like no. We looked for like holes or whatever. Nothing.
What two other shootings have you been in?
I used to live in Bed-Stuy, like near the Marcy Projects, like but in like 2007.
Okay.
And there was a full blown drive by in front of my house.
And then the other one was a maple syrup festival.
Maple syrup festival, and we just got a little too hopped up. on syrup and. There is actually one of the biggest heists in Canadian history. It was a maple syrup heist. Yeah. But anyway, it's like the Lufthansa heist, but for Canada. But anyway, so that was like a full-blown drive-by, and like a car got shot up and then smashed into a bunch of parked cars and then totaled like six cars, like dominoes. Like he was going that fast because he was being chased by guys that were shooting him. And then I like walked out front and then like this is like a couple minutes later, like a bunch of people started, and then the cops were there, and then he's like, he looked in the car, and there's like bullet holes all over the car. He's like, there's no body in the car. And then he like shone the flashlight on us, and he goes, let me guess, nobody saw nothing. It's like pretty. I was like, yeah, I didn't though. But then another one, I was at the Comedy Store in LA like 3 years ago, and I don't know if you know the layout of the Comedy Store. It's this outdoor patio bar, and so there's like the sunset, the sidewalk, and then like a 4-foot wall, and then a patio, and then the Comedy Store, and there's like a bar out there, and my friend and I, Eddie De La Seppi, were at like the bar. And all of a sudden, you just hear like pop, 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 pop. And I'm like, after two backfires, I'm like, I know. Because in Bed-Stuy, I would always hear gunshots. I would like, that neighborhood was very bad back then. Where there was like crackheads living beside us and an abandoned building, shitting in buckets of Ajax and stuff like that and leaving the Ajax out. And then and so I knew the sound now, and so like I was like, okay, that's what it is.
That's not a crackhead shitting in a bucket.
No,
gunshots.
Yeah. But just to give you an idea, like what the neighborhood was like back then, like you just I could tell how far away the shots were, so I knew whether to panic or not. And that one was like, okay, well this is behind my head and it's not back. And so I grab Eddie and we jumped down, and I'm like, okay, I hope it's not a mass shooting. To just looking for people to peg off. I'm like, okay, please stop. And then it stopped, and I waited. And then people start crying, like women are going nuts. And I get up, and I, you know, you smell the gun smoke. And I grab Eddie, and I'm like, look at the ground. Don't look around. And let's get the fuck out of here. And I just saw like Jordans. Like on like a guy on his back, I just saw his feet, and I'm like, I don't want to look at his brains being blown out because like I just don't need that in my head.
The toes started to curl up like in the Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Somebody took the shoes and then the feet.
Yeah, I was like on a lot of acid. It may not have happened, but
there's no place like Watts.
But yeah, no, and then we just like walked to like the. It was just what happened was is. there was a show and the guy was in a gang, like was like a target, it was a targeted gang thing. The guy like was on, went on Facebook and whatever, was like, I'm at this comedy show. And
it was then, a bringer. It was like, bring six of your homies.
Six Crips.
Yeah.
And then the guy who wanted him dead was like, I'll just follow what he's doing on like social media.
Poor planning on the victim's account.
Yes. And then when he walked out of the front door of the comedy store, he shot him in the head like several times, or shot him. And then he died in a comic's arms. I forget the name of the guy, but the comic was like holding him and like the, he like watched the light leave his eyes and stuff. And anyway, I was like prepared for this shooting in New Orleans.
That is harrowing, buddy.
America's a crazy fucking place.
Thank you for sharing that, man.
My mom is always, I don't tell my parents, I'm from Canada, and my mom is like always like texting me like, America's a crazy place. They're not vaccinated. There's guns everywhere. Get out of there. They're uneducated moron. I'm getting this like all day, every day, all day, every day. And yeah, like,
well, you're free to leave anytime you want.
I know. But I'm here. I spent a lot of money to come here pursue this fucking stupid comedy dream. But I love living in New York, and I think America's been honestly good to me, and I like America a lot. So, but I just have to fucking
hear it from
I don't know as many Americans that have been in as many shootings as me. And
no,
like, why
not
the
at
fuck
all.
Am I in all these shootings? You know, I understand that I couldn't afford it, and I lived in this horrible neighborhood because I wanted to do comedy.
Yeah, that one's
like,
on you.
Yeah. But like these other ones.
The other two.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest, the neighborhood I grew up in when I was a kid was pretty dog shit and maybe occasionally heard gunshots. Like, it's like, that's bad.
Where you're like Bensonhurst or something?
I know. I lived in Gowanus from when I was 8 to 18. And there was like hookers and crack everywhere, but like occasionally you'd
hear a
gunshot.
Yeah, but this is
like stabbings happened.
Like Jay-Z Marcy Project era.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, not, this is like 5 years after, you know, like, not long after he was like, it was traumatic. Like, that was his first two albums.
Yeah.
Like, it was very bad there. And then I was like, well, you know.
$650 for a room? Come on.
Sure. I paid $400.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How close to the train?
Oh, like right around the block from the G train.
I could justify that.
I had a gay roommate he had a bleach blonde pompadour and cowboy boots, and school kids would throw rocks at him every day on the walk to the subway.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that's just,
I know that feeling.
Yeah.
Lewis has told many, when Lewis used to live in Harlem, I was ringing his bell and someone threw a brick at my head.
A brick at your head?
Yeah, it broke in half.
It was a $60 kilo of crate.
And it broke in half, and then I started banging on his doorbell.
Jesus.
And screaming for him to come get me. And then he went, ha ha.
Yeah, well, that's pretty funny, Zach. It didn't hit you.
Wait, why did they throw a brick at your head? Because you're white?
You
also have a look.
Aggressively white.
Yeah, I have
quite
a look. I'm a lot of the things black people don't like all rolled into one. Because I'm like white, nerdy, possibly gay, and possibly a monster. And it's a lot of things they don't
like.
Hey,
you like the devilish shit,
son? Yeah. I'm a lot of things they don't like.
You look like the
one.
First gentrification wave.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just me.
This could
refer to it as
shot.
A wave.
Yeah.
All right, let's do one more thing and get the fuck out of here. Chris, do you have anything you're particular to? Can we do this bodega one?
Yeah.
A woman claims her image was taken from a bodega security cam and used to sell porn without her permission.
Hmm. She probably shouldn't have sucked off that guy for the chips.
So, is this like security camera footage for security cam porn?
Are we actually going to see the chick, or are they protecting the victim in this article?
No, I'll show you the girl. So if you share it, yeah. So
that's her?
Yeah, this picture here is the picture that supposedly came from the bodega camera.
You mean that picture that's
very clearly taking head on from behind a counter.
Yeah.
The
pretty lady,
posing.
Let me take picture.
Yeah.
She also claims this was like 15 years ago that this happened, and it seems like oddly high quality to just come from a bodega security camera.
That would be high quality now from a security camera.
Yeah.
So she said that all of a sudden she started realizing that she would see ads on online advertising for certain porn sites, and they would use this image.
Let's be honest, MILF sites?
Yeah, probably. And so, yeah, she said she just went to the bodega for a quick gallon of milk and bread or whatever. And then it's changed her life for the past 15 years. And she's filed lawsuits against several different websites and then like Facebook for sharing ads and whatever. And she's still battling it out right now because there's kind of like nothing she can actually do about it.
Hmm. I don't believe this bitch for a second.
Yeah, not for a she posed for this photo. I'm sure they did use it to sell porn. I'm sure she didn't want to. If there's no actual porn with her in it, I'm sure this image is being used without her knowledge. But, I mean, it's kind of
like
jerkable, too.
Of like
she's pretty hot.
Porn, yeah.
She's also she was an anchor person, so she thinks that they took her picture because she was somebody of notoriety, and that's why they used her image.
I was going to say, I thought she was an anchor lady that was about to do this story.
Yeah, well, if you scroll down, this article does have a picture of her, or something that you showed has a picture of her as an anchor woman. I'll be honest, that would make me buy a thing. If
it's
it was
a weird angle.
The
right thing is, like whatever, I guess I believe her, but it's like that picture is just, I've never seen a, it's like a right there.
Dude, if you were going to buy a $5.
Yeah, where was that security camera?
Why is she
on the
smiling?
Guy's head?
Yeah. Why is she smiling?
Where could the camera be that it's that dead on of a shot of her? And she's looking in the camera.
It looks like she's saying, come on, I'm not a cop. Just sell me a Lucy.
15 years ago? Yeah, she's definitely posing.
Yeah, she's posing.
Yeah.
All right, this lady got what she deserved.
What a fucking dumb asshole.
Let's do one more. Paralympic track star scolded for wearing inappropriate shorts. Let's see this disabled whore.
This is her.
She's...
What... How is she?
They have swastikas on.
They're saying that they're they told her that they were too revealing.
What is her disability?
She has a
ass too fat.
It's not muscular dystrophy, I think, is what it is.
Oh, I thought maybe she just was.
I mean, are those shorts or those are just those are?
That's a bathing suit. Yeah.
Yeah, but who cares?
Yeah, maybe she forgot her pants. You know, she's disabled.
Sounds like jealousy from the other.
Yeah, what do they do for the beach volleyball competition?
Yeah.
We try to get them to not eat the ball.
Yeah.
Stop eating sand, ladies. We're playing a game.
It was an Olympic hamster.
It's Paralympics. They're like, I have no arms. Is sand good?
There was a beach handball, like, you know, fucking Olympic handball. There was like a beach handball league, and the girls were criticized for not wearing bathing suits. You're supposed to. Regulations to wear bathing suits. Like, who the fuck cares if she's running on a track? Just let her wear fucking.
Shan, you have any more details on this before we move on?
Yeah, I mean, I have a little bit of her talking in an interview.
Yeah, please.
Approach you. Lovely to see you, by the way.
I'll show you the naps.
There are
shit stains in them.
How much are those?
Yeah. So basically, what happened was I just finished a competition. My last competition was board selection for Tokyo. And I was really happy just having to chat with my teammate. And the official came up to me and was like, can I talk to you, Olivia? So I was like, yeah, sure. Like, what's up, you know? And she was like, I think your briefs are too revealing. And I think you should consider buying a pair of shorts. And I was just taken by, like, gobsmacked, really. And my first reaction was like, are you joking? And she was like, no, I think you should consider buying a pair of shorts.
So... Olivia, I'm intrigued by this because I was trying to work out whether the officials have any responsibility for the attire that the athletes wear. Is it within their remit to say, look, that's not appropriate clothing, we think you should change?
Well, basically, in the quorum, before we go out to compete,
Arrested Development nailed it.
And say, for example, in the rules, we have to wear a club vest or a national vest. And then... Shorts, briefs, that's within the rules, you know. But I've been an athlete for 9 years personally, and I've never been told, oh, that's too revealing, that's too inappropriate. Like, it's ridiculous.
So what is this? What do you think the case is? Is this a person on the other side with a stick up their ass?
Yes.
Yeah, it's always a woman, right?
Yeah, no guy's gonna be like, hey,
yeah,
goofball, so too much cover up.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I mean, I think that's what, I don't think it would be telling not a disabled athlete to cover up.
You think, oh, you know what?
I think that's what it was. I think it made whoever
makes them feel powerful.
Yeah.
To be like, cover up that.
I think it just made them uncomfortable that it was like, that's clearly sexually attractive. That's why I was saying the thing about Arrested Development. They had the whole storyline where Charlize Theron was mentally retarded.
Right.
And just the British accent. Everybody was just like, okay.
Yeah. But she's not. This isn't the Special Olympics. It's the Paralympics.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
But I think it was just. I legitimately think that's part of it. Because I feel like you see track athletes in
short enough. This disabled girl's making me horny.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why my
color
penis
up
is
now.
This is a fetish I can't afford.
What is happening?
Do spastics make you horny, babies?
First of all, why are we teaching them to jump? They can get out now.
She's making me horny, baby.
All right, let's end it there. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Real Ass Podcast. I want to thank our guest, Graham K., Mike Racine, my co-host, Chris from Brooklyn. Thank you guys for tuning in. We will catch you next week here on the Real Ass Podcast.
That's all, folks.
Hey, everybody, before we get out of here, if you love this podcast, and I know you do, you might enjoy some of the other great programs available at GasDigitalNetwork.com. This week, we're highlighting Part of the Problem with Dave Smith and Robbie Bernstein. You can find the full catalog of episodes on demand at GasDigitalNetwork.com or catch the latest 20 episodes anywhere you get podcasts. Guys, Dave Smith is one of the funniest, smartest, coolest guys in comedy. You want to get in on this show before Dave runs for president and becomes a huge celebrity.
Or gets shot or something.
Robbie Bernstein is also on the show. Check out a clip.
Rob is funny. Come see us in Nashville. Check out this clip.
So, let me address, now on Part of the Problem, what I mentioned on Rogan, which has gotten a lot of buzz and a lot of the Liberty Twitter and the libertarian community talking about this, is that I said, and I meant it, that I am seriously considering running for president on the Libertarian Party ticket for 2024. I'm thinking about this. A lot of people have been really trying to push me toward doing this. And the reason that I am considering doing this is simply because I just know how to message this shit the way it should be messaged. And if there's not going to be anybody else who can do that, then I'll step up and do it. But here's the thing. I'm only going to do it if my people are on board with me doing it. So if you want me to run for this, I'll do it. We could create something really big here, really inspire the Liberty movement to join the Libertarian Party, message the correct way, really force the conversation to go back toward things that matter, like ending the COVID lockdowns, ending the COVID regime, ending the foreign wars, auditing/ending the Federal Reserve, ending corporate welfare, the really important issues that libertarians have been right about this whole time. I'll do that, but what I need is a wave of you people joining the Libertarian Party. Now, I know a lot of you guys have already done this, but those of you guys who are on the fence, if you're down to do this, then we got to do this. And the real first step is to get Angela McArdle as the chair of the party. That's a very important step if we want to do this. Now, don't get me wrong in what I'm saying here. Angela is not my, how do I put this? It's not that Angela is my chair of the party. It's that she's our chair of the party. Maybe I'm saying this in the wrong way, but what I mean by this is that it's not like, oh, I want her there because she'll do what I ask her to do or something like that. What I'm saying is that we want her there because she's that damn good. She is that damn good of a libertarian. And to have someone that good in the highest position in the party, that will really set, like, lay the foundation for a really great campaign in 2024, whether it's me or anybody else. So that's the mission right now, is to get into the Libertarian Party, do everything you need to do to become a delegate. Doesn't matter what caucus you're a part of. Doesn't matter if it's Mises Caucus or one of the other ones. It's great if you want to join the Mises Caucus with us, but doesn't matter. But you have to get into the party. You have to support Angela McArdle for being chair, and then we could really do something pretty goddamn incredible. So that's what I'll leave it on that. I'll give you more information as things move along. But I'm very seriously looking at this.
When you win, can I be press secretary? I want to be out there dealing with the press on a daily basis. I've been loyal, done some podcast episodes. I'm willing to come on the campaign trail. I want that press secretary job.
I just feel like you've got this inclination to consolidate power and turn against me. You've done it before on much lower levels. Do I trust you as press secretary? Maybe. I'll let you audition for the role. We'll find something for you in my cabinet, Rob.